Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. The next surah that we're going to practice is Suratul Fath or Suratul Nasr. And again, like the last surah, we're going to go through each ayah and highlight the things that we need to focus on. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. Here, we have to focus on the sad in Nasr. It has to be pronounced with a full mouth. If this is not pronounced with a full mouth, then the meaning changes substantially. So please pronounce that with a full mouth. نصر الله. And also the Allah, the Lamb of Allah, has to be pronounced with a full mouth, because there is a dhamma on the ra before it. Also, please pronounce wal fath, the ha, at the end of the ayah, because many people, they tend to neglect this. So again, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The next ayah, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Here, we have to focus on the غُنَّة on the noon, the قَلْقَلَة on the dal, يَدْخُلُونَ, and the lam of دِينِ اللَّهِ has to be pronounced with an empty mouth because the noon has a kasra on it. So again, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. The next ayah. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. There is nothing to focus on from the rules that we've learned already. Although there are some rules there, but there are rules which we have not yet learned, so we're not going to focus on those. And the last ayah, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Here we are focusing on the غُنَّة, on the noon, إِنَّهُ. So let's do the whole surah again, focusing on the rules that I've just been mentioning. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. Wa ra'aytan naasa yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا.